Myrna Kosdash has been a prolific and passionate literary voice in Canada for the past four decades. Her works include books of creative nonfiction, plays, and articles. Over the course of her writing career, she's been very active in the development of the literary arts in Canada. She's a founding member of the Periodical Writers Association of Canada, the Writers Guild of Alberta, and the Creative Nonfiction Collective. Myrna has received many awards, most recently this year's Matt Cohen Award for Lifetime Achievement in Writing. Ukrainian Canadians, of course, know her best for her book All of Baba's Children, which was published in 1978 and has never gone out of print. In addition to her works on politics, feminism, and other mainstream topics, she has continued to write books about her Ukrainian heritage, or perhaps more accurately, her explorations of it. Her most recent release is Prodigal Daughter, A Journey to Byzantium, by the University of Alberta Press, which is in bookstores now. Just back from a book tour on the prairies, she has graciously agreed to an interview even before recovering from jet lag. We spoke on Skype a few days ago.
Thanks so much for joining us, Myrna. I hope you're rested a wee bit.
I actually am. Thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
Oh, great. Well, I'm just so glad that you're with us. And congratulations on receiving the Matt Cohen Award.
Thank you. That was very moving for me, actually, because I knew Matt way back when I first arrived in Toronto to do my master's degree at the University of Toronto. He was the only name I had sort of clutched in on a little piece of paper from mutual friends in Edmonton. And he wasn't a writer at that point. I wasn't a writer, but we eventually both became writers. And we were buddies until I moved it back to Edmonton. And then our contact was sporadic. But it meant a lot to me to receive an award in his name.
Oh, that's great. Well, and certainly well-deserved, a lifetime achievement. You certainly have done that. I was really intrigued by the topic of this book, Prodigal Daughter. And, of course, I devoured all of Baba's Children shortly after you wrote it. Absolutely devoured it, Myrna. Mm. And I followed your writing career over the years. And how I came to see you as a fellow Ukrainian-Canadian was this very political, left-wing political, of course, and pretty much anti-religion. And I found that was reflected in your work over the years. Now you've found religion, and I'm going to come back to that, but first a question I've been dying to ask for years. How did a nice Ukrainian girl from Two Hills, Alberta, become such a political firebrand?
I wasn't from Two Hills. I grew up in Edmonton. I was born, grew up in Edmonton. Two Hills was the place I picked to do the research for All of Baba's Children.
Oh.
I picked it because in my naivety at the time, I had just come back from 10 years away from Alberta to do this book. I wanted a place where there had never been any Kosdashes. So no Kosdash had ever lived or worked in Two Hills. So I thought that I would be anonymous. Little did I realize how these prairie towns and these ethnic communities actually work, because as soon as I said my name, people said, oh, Kostish, who's Kostish? Bill, Elias, you know, Harry, whatever. And of course, what it was is that my uncles had all taught in the area, Harry Hill and Smoky Lake, Willingdon, Andrew, and an uncle farmed at Royal Park. So of course, the family is extremely well known. And I was welcomed into people's homes as a result. This turned out to be a double-edged sword, however, because when the book finally came out, as you can imagine, there were some people who were not at all happy with my interpretation of the information they had given me. And so there was a bit of a backlash that we welcomed you into our home, we knew your family, and look what you say about us, look how you treat us.
Okay, so, and you're talking about like the politics that you injected.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but by the same token, I discovered that there were other Ukrainian Canadians who admired me in the book for exactly that reason. Thank you for telling our story. Mm-hmm. And I was very much aware, conscious of the fact that when I was working on the material, that I was trying to write a perspective on Ukrainian Canadian history from my generation. And most of the books, indeed I think all of the books that I read at the time had come from either a pioneer generation or my parents, who were the first ones born in Canada, and I was the next generation, and I was free psychologically as well as politically, to examine our history, you know, warts and all.
I remember thinking that when I read it. Oh, great, somebody from my generation. It was fresh and contemporary.
I'm glad you noticed that, because I had, you know, separated myself from the community, for at least the previous 10 years. And I was, you know, in the throes of the 60s, right, in the student movement and the women's movement. And when I came back to Alberta to do the research, I really didn't think I was going to stay. I thought I was going to come and do the research, go back to Toronto and resume my cosmopolitan life. And I never did, because when the book came out, I was claimed, you know, by people, whether they liked the book or hated it. They claimed me as one of theirs, right? Mm-hmm. And I found this very, very moving. And I can't really explain why, for example, I even chose to do that particular book. I still can't answer why, for my first book, I picked up and, you know, left Toronto in order to go and hang out. I lived in Two Hills in a motel for 3 months, right, to do these stories. And when I hadn't shown the least bit interest or inclination toward them for the previous decade, right?
Yeah.
And as, now that I can look back on a, I should say, almost 4 decades and several books exploring this Ukrainian identity, I can see that it was the beginning of an obsession, if you like. And I've never let it go. And each, you know, as I evolve through identity questions as a Ukrainian Canadian, I bring out a new book, right? So All of Baba's Children is me at a very sort of rough, raw, quite naive position vis-a-vis what I would learn later about us, right? And I was challenged then to go to Ukraine, or as people say, well, when are you going to go back? Of course, we'd never been.
Yeah.
So when are you going to go back to Ukraine and tell the Ukrainian story? Well, I eventually did that in the book Bloodlines.
Mm-hmm.
I had many other, you know, purposes for that book as well, but one of them was to find the connection between being a Ukrainian Canadian and a Ukrainian and the history of Ukraine. And that in turn has produced a Prodigal Daughter, because in trying to understand who we were, who, you know, in sort of the deep history and the ethnicity and politics of Ukraine, I understood that underneath all of that is this original bedrock of Byzantium. We are who we are as Ukrainians, at least those of us who are, well, certainly those of us who were raised in the Orthodox Church, but even so, even the Ukrainian Catholics have their origin in Byzantium and Cyrillic alphabet, for example. And that whole question of being in the East, there's this border that divides Europe between East and West. It's a very old border. It was laid down in the Roman Empire. And so the sense that by being in the East, we are eventually going to find ourselves in Constantinople, you know, Tsarigrad, right?
Mm-hmm.
It became the impetus for Prodigal Daughter.
Mm-hmm. So All of Baba's Children was very, very successful, of course. It, as you say, you know, we claimed you and you found your writer's identity, although you did a lot of mainstream stuff as well, and certainly, you know, made your mark in the mainstream literary circles in Canada. But I remember a few years back, about 4 or 5 years ago, you came to Vancouver. There was an academic literary symposium of sorts here. And you were on a panel with people like Yaris Balan and Helen Hren. And I remember you talking about how All of Baba's Children, while you appreciated what it had done for you, it was kind of a bit of an albatross around your neck, because it sort of marked you for a certain type of writing.
Indeed. You know, writers are cursed by their first books, right? that, you know, we go on, we evolve, we develop, we go on to have new interests, but people remember us for the book that made an impression on them. And I don't regret for a minute or complain for a minute about the fact that All of Baba's Children went viral, as we can say now. And there are people who are still reading it, a new generation that is reading it. But it has represented or felt to me a bit of an albatross, in that, heavens, it was my first book, right? I've written 10, and more to the point, I really evolved you know, stylistically, and mm-hmm. I think you would agree that, mm-hmm. that by the, when you get to A Prodigal Daughter, you've got a very different voice mm-hmm. Speaking to, narrating to in that book mm-hmm. than in all of Baba's Children. So, I would just wish that I had taken along all those readers of all of Baba's Children through my next books, especially Bloodlines, which for me was my first genuine creative nonfiction book. I really made a breakthrough there in a literary way, and it does answer the question that people challenged me with, well, what about Ukraine? I really took that very seriously. So I would, direct your listeners to Bloodlines, A Journey mm-hmm. to Eastern Europe, as a midway point, as I say, between Two Hills and Byzantium. If they want to know how I got from Two Hills to Byzantium, that's the book that will tell them.
And it's still available, isn't it, for purchase?
Oh, yeah.
Through Chapters, Indigo.
Well, I'm not sure about Chapters. Your better bet is your local independent bookstore, or just go straight to the website of the publisher.
Okay.
Order from there. So I just want to say something about Prodigal Daughter as the kind of book it is, so people aren't
okay.
misled. It's called a creative nonfiction for a reason. Creative nonfiction are those books that are described as part this, part that, part that, part this, right? That's exactly what Prodigal Daughter is. It's part travelogue, it's part memoir, it's part reportage, it's part history, art history, part theology. It's got all of those elements to it. But what's uniting it, what's sort of the narrative of it all, is that I start off on a journey to try to understand Byzantium from a Slav perspective, because as we were Christianized and brought into Byzantium, mm-hmm. through my relationship, if you can put it that way, with a particular saint, Saint Demetrius of Thessalonica, who we know as Sv. Dmitri Solunsky. He was a very, very pivotal figure for me because he was both a hero for the Greeks and a saint that we would eventually venerate ourselves. And so that's where I started, and I began by traveling through the Balkans, just collecting whatever I could find out about him and about the history of Byzantines and the Slavs. But, of course, all kinds of other things got woven into that, as I say, you know. Mm-hmm. Current affairs and my own reflections and interviews with people. And
it is a very rich book, Myrna. It's not one you can just kind of sit and whip through, because you've got to you've got to think about what you're writing. You go really deep into yourself, and I really admire that. And I was struck, especially in the first part where it's, you know, sort of the prologue.
Yes.
Where you kind of, you know, describe, just setting the stage. And many times I just laughed out loud. I mean, some of the stuff that you came up with, you know, like taking yourself so seriously in the 60s. And there's a saying for writers that it's easy. All you have to do is sit down, open a vein. And I think if, you know, that could speak to any writing, certainly is in your book, Prodigal Daughter. And of course, you know, earlier too, I think, but more so this one, in all of Baba's Children was also, there was, you pour yourself into your writing.
But, yes, but I wasn't there there was no first person there.
Yeah, I wasn't as mature.
It wasn't creative nonfiction yet. It was what I call the new journalism. I wrote from within new journalism when I wrote all of Baba's Children.
Okay.
And really, very briefly, what that means is that it's journalism with a great big attitude. So that's what you sense in all of Baba's Children, without my speaking for myself, but you sense my attitude to everything that I'm talking about. And then with creative nonfiction, the first person, the writer herself, becomes one of the characters that you're thinking about and talking about and revealing and so on, and even more so in Prodigal Daughter.
Yeah.
I continue to write what you call the mainstream books, which are what I would call my Canadian topics. My new world topics, and I do want to mention that a year ago I published a book that's become very, very important to me as well, and is having an impact on other communities, and that's a book called The Frog Lake Reader.
Oh, right.
Which brought together everything that I could find in the literature of the Frog Lake Massacre, which occurred in 1885, so 125 years ago, in what is now Alberta. So that, keep in mind that for every book of Ukrainian exploration of Ukrainian identity, I'm also still identifying myself as a Canadian with social issues on her mind.
For which the Canadian literary world thanks you, and the readers thank you very much. And I thank you for sharing all this, Myrna, and for the work that you do. And thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us here in Oshawa.
Oh, thank you so much for asking me. I love talking about this stuff.
Yeah, great. Well, listen, I'm looking forward to talking more when you're here on the island.
Absolutely. We'll make a date.
Okay, thanks, Myrna.
Okay, bye-bye.
I was speaking via Skype with Myrna Kostash, author of Prodigal Daughter, A Journey to Byzantium, published by the University of Alberta Press and now available from Chapters Indigo, Amazon, and the University of Alberta Press, and of course, your nearest independent bookseller. You can find out more about Myrna Kostash and her work at her website, which is myrnakostash.com. Myrna and I actually spoke for about a half an hour, and unfortunately there just wasn't enough time to include everything. She revealed much of her journey back to the church and other influences in writing Prodigal Daughter and her other works. So if you'd like to hear everything that Myrna had to say, just check the Nash Holos website. I will have the unedited version of our interview there as well. That's www.nashholos.com.